The text for the sermon this morning comes from verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. The Greek text also suggests pots of clay. The Greek text doesn't tell us what pots are mentioned, but just pots of clay. To show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. I hope you all listened this morning when Katrina told the African story about the two pots. The one pot who had the crack in. The one pot that was actually worthless, but had the most value. I think this is exactly what Paul is trying to tell us this morning through this reading. And this is what he tried to tell his listeners in chapter 4. We all have cracks. No one is perfect but God. But let's go and look at the background of this letter. Scholars generally agree that this letter was a much later reply from Paul that he wrote to all the believers in the harbor city of Corinth. They all agree that we might not have all the letters that Paul sent to this congregation. We reckon there were at least 4 letters. Of course, we only have 2 in our Bibles. They labeled this letter the letter of tears because Paul makes a very intimate and personal appeal on the believers to forgive the persons who caused friction. There were friction in this congregation because of various reasons. There were people that thought they were better than the rest. We also know there was people that questioned Paul's authority to minister to them. And therefore Paul writes in chapter 2, he's writing this with great distress and a troubled heart and with many tears. It's almost in the Greek text as if you feel his pain, as if he's crying out to these people, listen to me. I am saddened by what you say. And we know the situation in Corinth was quite tense. There were fierce oppositions. Yes, the congregation was divided on various matters. And Paul had to make sure they understand the message of God's reconciliation with humanity through Christ very clearly. And that's why he says, from verses 1 to 7, that he is only the messenger. The message comes from God. God has called him to minister to them. His ministry is not his own working. It's God. And it's clear and simple. God made him known to everyone in Jesus Christ. Everyone can share in this salvation through faith alone. Paul was actually in opposition to the Gnostic teachings and philosophy of his day. Also to the mystic religions that existed. This Gnostic philosophy stated that only a few have secret knowledge to know God. Only a few have the truth. And the rest doesn't have this truth. It's hidden from people. And this has spilled over to the believers in this congregation. In this congregation, they were super Christians who thought they had all the knowledge. They looked down onto other people. They were the toffee noses when it came to faith. They thought only they have the truth and that the rest doesn't have a clue about God and what God does in society. Now Paul is telling them, all human beings are frail and broken like clay pots. The authority does not come from humans themselves. It comes from God who enables them to do what he plans for them. Do not think you're better than the rest. All human beings are vulnerable. And he says to this congregation, Although you are like clay pots that can be easily broken or chipped, in Christ Jesus, in faith, they will not be crushed, nor abandoned, nor destroyed, because the power of God that's in them, that's living in them and renewing them day by day, will surpass and overpower all their problems and all their suffering. They must not lose hope and fix their eyes on the temporal things. They must focus instead their eyes on what is unseen but eternal, like the kingdom of God. They must fix their eyes on God, who is perfect, and forget about themselves. In those days it was custom to store your water and food in jars of clay. They also used it to store very important documents in pots of clay. And when archaeologists found hidden caves in 1948 near Qumran, they also found pots of clay in the caves with texts of the Old Testament. Now Paul likewise stresses the same point. They are like pots of clay with a treasure hidden inside them, namely the salvation of Jesus Christ, which they carry with them. He says, although their bodies are fading outwardly away, God renews them inwardly through faith in His Holy Spirit, day by day. They must be the witnesses of this treasure inside them that keeps them going despite the suffering, the sorrow, and the hardship they might endure. God will help them if they put their trust in Him. And I do not think there's anyone in this church this morning that will differ from Paul's metaphor. In this past week, I just realized once again how vulnerable, exposed, weak, and broken we as humans are. I have seen this during the funerals I conducted, in my hospital visits, in everyone I talked with. And yes, I also realized it in myself. We are indeed pots of clay that can so easily break or be chipped by the insensitive comments of others, by sickness, by depression, by broken relationships, by the actions of others, by the actions of you and me, and the wrong decisions we sometimes take. It's amazing to think there are still people on this earth who dares to go through life without the help of God, despite the fact that they wake up every moment of the day and realize how vulnerable they are. But this does not mean that we must just accept our lives to live as pathetic beings, totally incompetent to make decisions, or to be always victims. No, I think the opposite is true. We are only the vessels. We must have faith. And what is faith? Faith is the knowledge and the conviction that God, that everything God reveals in His Word is true. It's also the deep-rooted assurance created in me by God's Holy Spirit that I am saved out of the mercy and the grace earned by Christ. Yes, that I am redeemed, that I am made forever right with God, that I have been granted salvation. If we carry this faith with us, God will transform our brokenness, our crib, our cracks, our chips, in order for us to live the gospel of redemption, despite all the suffering, despite all the hardship, and all the problems we encounter on a daily basis. It is only then that the light of God can come into the places where we have cracks. As Leonard Cohen says in his song, Anthem, and I'm quoting him now, there is a crack in everything, but that is how the light gets in. And as I will leave the church this morning, Chris kindly agreed to play this song. This song really sums up this fact. It's then that the light of God transforms us into vessels of hope and love to others. It is then that you and I become the citizens of the eternal kingdom of God, forgiving, loving, and hoping, irrespective of the circumstances we're in, irrespective of what the world is telling us, irrespective of the credit crunch we are in, irrespective of how hopeless we might feel. Then we become the people God intended us to be. If there's one thing we can never ever do, is to judge others. Yes, to think that we are better than others. And yes, to broke and break others by our hurtful words and deeds. As broken, chipped and cracked pots of clay, we have an enormous task. We must go out of here and proclaim to the world, we are all broken pots. We must be sensitive to everyone that has fallen. And yes, we must pick up those people. And we must tell to that people, with God's love and mercy, He can make you whole. God is perfect. And God is powerful. God can and will transform your life. And you can become a vessel of hope again. And then yes, we must go out and show to the world, although we have it hard, although we cry, although we suffer, although we wake up morning by morning and feeling hopeless, we have hope. We have hope of the eternal kingdom of God. In faith, we are never alone. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but never in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We do not have to go through life alone. We do not have to be heroes. We do not have to be perfect. We do not have to be beautiful, important, rich, or educated. We can just be ourselves. Because no one is perfect. But God is perfect. And He can use us just as He wants. Laura and Derek, may you go from here and show to your daughter, your son, this treasure that you have received. And may you as the godparents help them in this journey. Would you guide them on? And when they forget, remind them. Amen.